It was 61 years ago that Patrice Lumumba was executed by a firing squad in Democratic Republic of Congo with help from Belgian mercenaries. A Belgian police officer cut his body into pieces and dissolved it in a barrel of acid, but kept his gold tooth as a trophy and took it back to Belgium. At a ceremony in Brussels on Monday, the government returned the tooth to delegates from Congo and members of Lumumba's family.
I would like here, in the presence of his family, to reiterate the Belgian government's apologies for the way it weighed at the time on the decision to put an end to the days of the first Prime Minister of the Congo.
Belgium and its royal family earned vast wealth from colonising Congo and violently exploiting its people and its natural resources. Millions of people were killed. Patrice Lumumba became wildly popular as he campaigned for independence from Belgian colonial rule. But Belgium and the US didn't like his democratic and socialist ideas and supported those who killed him shortly after independence. Lumumba's relatives have been requesting the return of the tooth for years. It's the only known remaining piece of his body, which they want to lay to rest.
I can't say it's joyous, but it is positive for us. It's positive that we can finally bury one of ours.
2 weeks ago, Belgian King Philippe visited Congo and expressed regret for Belgium's colonial past. He stopped short of apologising. Belgium's been trying to improve its public image regarding its brutal colonial past since the Black Lives Matter movement began 2 years ago. The movement prompted activists to deface statues of King Leopold II in Belgium, who colonized Congo in the 1880s. Some have since been removed.
Belgium is willing to take very symbolic gestures, very simple and easy acts, but the acts of repairing, the acts of allowing justice to happen, this is not happening.
The returning of Lumumba's tooth is certainly symbolic. Congo still suffers from the kind of brutal violence and exploitation of natural resources that Belgian colonialists began there more than a century ago. A ceremony in Brussels won't change that. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.